Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges Podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast, episode 38. Today is Saturday, October 1st, 2016. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey, Stone. How are you?
Hi, it's voice meter's fault. You know, it's the problems that we had last week, we said, oh, Skype. No, I don't. I really don't think so. This is voice meter. So.
Okay.
Yeah, but we will, but I'm good.
Definitely look at that. But, you know, it's always good when you point at the screen, and I know that that's my cue. So so that's always fun, especially when I wasn't looking at the screen, and I was looking at the other screen on my left-hand side.
Nice.
And you're on my right-hand side. So, yeah, it was like, oh, it's me. It's go. So, yes. So that was kind of fun. It does throw me, the fact that if I'm not hearing it, it's like, okay. So anyway,
I'll fix it.
I've got someone here. I've got a special guest for us today.
Who's that?
Guess what? You never guess who it is.
I don't know. Not like I would have set up the intro. I mean, like the page and all that and invited the person into the call. I have no idea. Who is it? No.
I smell shenanigans.
Who is that? Hey, Zarts. How's it going?
Zarts is here. Hi, guys.
I'm doing good. Thanks for having what possibly is the worst Iron Man challenger ever back on the show.
No, that's me.
No,
that's me. There's me.
Maybe.
Me.
I was going to say, I'm sure there is a few of us that would be feeling about that too. So don't you worry about that. Sometimes you have your good weeks and sometimes you have your bad weeks.
Well, let's do a raise of hands. A show of hands here. Who's actually gotten past level 20 into the 30s?
Oh. Yes. Okay, sure.
Yeah. Okay, yes. That's what I thought.
Okay. That's all right. You're just making sure that as you do this, that you're just ingraining these quests into your brain so well that eventually you will then move on to, you know, getting high level.
As I've taken to calling it, it's pretty much Zortz's tour of all the starting zones in Azeroth.
Oh, that's awesome. I like it. That's a good way to look at it. You know, that's very good. So thank you for coming and having a chat with us, because it's been a little while since we last had you on. And we last had you on when we had you and Terwinkle on, which was awesome. And we had a lot of fun with you guys, as we do. But this is all about you today, so we're going to have a little chat. So first off, do you want to just tell us a little bit about yourself, and also tell us what have you been doing since we last spoke?
Well, I'm a guy who plays WoW, obviously, over on the Wormrest Accord server. I also host a podcast called The Wormcast, which is talking to the role players of the Wormrest Accord server. I've been doing that for a little over 2 years now. So, also dabble on the YouTube, play a little bit of SWTOR when it decides to run right. And the WoW Iron Man Challenge has been the big thing I've been working on for a while now on that.
So. Yeah.
Cool.
Excellent. All right. Well, tell us, what challenge are you currently focused on, and what is it about that challenge that you continue to try it, I suppose, is probably the words that I want to use.
Main one, obviously, the Iron Man. It's, when I started doing it, I was just kind of like, let me give it a try, see how it is. And it just kind of sucked me in, because it was like, wow, I got to level 7 and died to a chipmunk.
What?
That shouldn't happen.
Whoa.
How did that happen?
Really?
I'm exaggerating a little.
Okay.
But, okay. You know, that's how it feels sometimes because, you know, when I'm leveling regular tunes and I got my heirlooms and stuff like that on, it's like, okay, I've been playing for 15 minutes. Oh, look, I can buy a mount now.
Yeah.
And it's like, so just not having all the little advantages that we take for granted, like talents and heirlooms and being able to use, you know, green, blue, and purple gear and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Has really given me a new appreciation for all of those things. But, and then it's like, okay, I'm only getting, like, so far and dying, so now it's like, okay, can I get to that one level higher, two level higher? Can I get out of the 1 to 10 bracket into the 10 to 20 bracket, which takes a while for me. I actually just earlier today finally got an iron to level 30, so that's a...
Hey!
That's a milestone there. So hey. I was like, okay, I'm taking the rest of the afternoon off.
Congratulations. That's awesome. You made it to 30. That is a great achievement. And so
also dabbling in the Bloodthirsty Challenge. I got a dwarf hunter that I'm running around Dunmuro on, murdering everything.
Excellent. Well, that's, you know, they do like murdering and, you know, drinking beer. So that... kind of sounds about right for you. Yeah,
dwarves are awesome.
And I mean that with, you know, with
well, he does like to murder, love, right?
That's so, what I mean.
Yeah. Let's not get him in trouble.
Right. Oh, well, that's good. So what level is your bloodthirsty at the moment?
He's only level 8.
So. Okay. Nice.
That's higher than mine.
But still, you know, when you're just killing things, that's still... quite a long time because it just is grind, mm-hmm. like it's just massive grind, so that's
I can't really do bloodthirsty in large chunks of time. I gotta just do like maybe 15 20 minutes and then walk away for a while.
yeah
okay, well, absolutely, whatever works. So what with your iron, what's your race and class on that one that you're doing?
That would be Zortzkow, the Torn Paladin.
Oh, nice. Okay. And is this the first time you've done a Paladin, or...?
No, I've tried Paladins before, and I keep forgetting that I have a heal. And I keep forgetting to use it, and I die. So this time I've been a little more proactive in using the heal.
Okay. Well, good. That always helps. So have you, like, when you restart... do you try and go with different class race combinations, or have you been trying to stick to a particular, you know, get comfortable with something, or do you just try and mix it up a bit?
I always mix it up. I never do the same one twice in a row, and I'll even flip. Like, if I do a Horde tune and he dies, oh, then the next tune will be an Alliance tune, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Very cool. All right. So, what has been your fondest challenge memory so far?
Well, for the longest time, much like I've had getting out of the 20 bracket, I just couldn't get out of the tens and the teens.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'd get to level 15 and die. I'd get to level 13 and die. It was just really starting to get to me. So the day I finally got to level 20, I was like, woohoo! Very happy. I did a little victory lap around my living room. I sat back down, and about 30 seconds later, died.
Oh, no!
What happened? What happened?
I got into a fight with, I was still in the Northern Barrens, so I got into a fight with the Harpies in the north there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up aggroing a few too many, so I was on a mage. So I blinked away from that group right into another group.
Nice.
Oh, no. So,
yeah, I got torn to shreds.
Ouch. I think we all have experienced that to a degree at some stage.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So what zones have you been trying to do? So you were just saying before about, you know, Zortz is trying out all the starting zones, which is I think is a really good way to do it. Do you have a plan, like once you get out of that starting zone? Are you utilizing some sort of plan when you do the Horde and the Alliance? Like, have you got your path that you want to go through?
Yeah, but the Alliance is usually pretty much the same. You know, if I do a human, I'll start in Elwynn Forest, and then I'll, once I'm blown through everything there and there's nothing left to do and I have to move on, I'll then take the little tram thing to Ironforge and then go up to Loch Modan because I can't stand Westfall.
Yeah.
I've actually done Loch Modan so many times, I've got a pretty good idea when all the rares spawn, so that's extra XP then.
Yep.
Nice.
So I'll usually run through Loch Modan, and then depending on my mood, I might go to the wetlands, I might go to somewhere else, you know, I might head over to Ashenvale.
Yeah.
If the zeppelins and the ships aren't bugged.
Sorry.
Which has been a problem lately.
did you lose an iron because of that, or did you lose a character because of the bug?
Yeah, I was heading from Orgrimmar over to Undercity to go do Silver Pine Forest, and I got on the Zeppelin. It went to the map screen, and then I just had like this huge lag, and then when it got off the map screen, I was back in Orgrimmar. I was still, like, I was outside the city over the cliffs. There was no Zeppelin underneath me, and then all of a sudden I just plummeted to my death.
Oh. Thanks. That's rough.
I just sat there staring at the screen for a minute, like,
I bet.
How do I materialize in thin air with no Zeppelin? I don't know.
Yeah.
The challenge hates me. That's what I've chalked it up to. The challenge hates me.
The challenge hates a lot of us.
Hates me too, man. Hates me
but
too.
We keep trying. We keep trying. This is, you know, what is it? Is it called determination? Persistence? Craziness?
I have a few other words for it, but I don't know if we can say them on the air.
Mm. Yeah, so. Probably not. We got to keep our clean tech. So, yes. Yeah. All right. So, deaths. We all love the deaths. I mean that in with great respect, but what has been your worst, do you think has been the absolute worst death that you've had through the game, you know, your internet, or through you doing something silly?
One takes the cake, because there's nothing I think will ever top that one. The next one would probably be blinking from one group of harpies into another, because I wasn't paying attention to what was around me when I did it.
Mm-hmm.
So chalk it up, one part technology, one part my own lackadaisical attitude at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it feels like you've got to be on top of your game. When I sit down to play a challenge tune, I have to be in that, okay, I can't be tired, you know, I have to be sitting here and being, right, I'm ready for this, let's do it. And then, and when you die, you're just like, damn it, not again. So, yes. So what do you think has been your most unfriendly zone for a challenge tune?
Every time I go to Hillsbrad, it does not last very long or go very well. So okay. Hillsbrad and I are not on speaking terms anymore.
And is it a particular place in Hillsbrad, or just the whole questing experience, or the NPCs?
It's mainly the NPCs, especially when you get down to, I want to say it's South Shore, but I'm probably wrong about the name, but there's all the Bloodfang Worgen that are popping up all over the place, and I end up just always getting one that just wrecks me, so I don't try to do Hillsbrad anymore.
Yeah.
Good old South Shore. No, it is. Yeah. And there's like gobs of goo around and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's fun times.
Yep. That elite that's in the big
in the building?
Gob of goo.
Yeah.
I think I've had Chet. 2 deaths to that.
Chet, yeah.
So. Everybody loves Chet.
Yeah, yeah, that one. I think I've had 2 deaths to that on Irons, and both were, you know, I thought level wise I was okay. Like, I was above level wise, and, you know, that thing just can wreck you unless you're in heirlooms and, you know, you just on a challenge tune. I haven't tried it lately. Maybe I should go do that. See how it is. But yeah. All right. So what advice would you give anyone wanting to try a challenge tune?
Definitely take a look at the site and take a look at the rules. Make sure that you understand what you're getting into. And, you know, a lot of people go with the philosophy that Night Elf Hunter is the best way to start because you have a few extra tricks with them. I say play the class you're most comfortable with because you already know what you're doing to a degree there, mm-hmm. in terms of talents and how to use them, especially when you're working with bare bones. But again, you know, it's up to the player, really. But
yeah,
I would say go with what you know.
Yeah, that is always a good thing, because if you know a class, it's much easier to work around with that class than if you've got a new class. So, no, that's always a good piece of advice. Hence why I have so many warlocks. just a couple. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Zort. We've gotten to know you a bit better once again, which is always fun. So, Stone.
I was going to make a comment about you and your warlocks, but then I stopped.
Don't make me come there and slap you.
You're more than welcome to, but, you know, something wrong with the time zone or something.
Day.
I don't know.
One day, I'm racking up.
Okay, news in the World of Warcraft.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
All right. So, what news has there been? Well, Brewfest ends soon. Pretty much, that's all we really care about.
Yay!
So if you want to take advantage of those quests and stuff like that, they finish up on October the 6th. And then we start getting into Hallow's End, and that won't start for about 2 weeks or so. Yeah, so I think that's it, really. There's been hot fixes, but I mean, yes, it does apply to us now, but you can find those on the World of Warcraft website. There's like a bunch of them, and it would take too long to reiterate everything. So
exactly. So and we've got I was just thinking tonight, Dark Moon Fair starts. Too.
Yes.
So keep an eye on that, because you want to get, if you want to get your first aid, you know, if you want your 5 points in first aid just to get your skill level up a little bit, then definitely you can go over there. And to get your bag, if you want to get that 16 slot unique bag that we always, it's always a good idea, I think, to for an extra little bit of bonus XP. I think I got some good XP. I might have to take mine over. I haven't done that, but Dark Moon Fair will be starting tonight and run for a week, so that's exciting. Alrighty, so site news, how about we talk about the FAQ?
Hi.
Stone.
Oh boy.
The you know, so we changed the rules up a little bit, so the FAQ is not changed though, so I have to update it, and it will happen. There's been people posting, hey, we should do this for our site, we should do that for our site, you know, you could add XYZ, and yeah, there's been a whole bunch of stuff I'd love to do, but right now I prefer not to do extra stuff until we know what the new site's going to look like.
Yeah,
so
because we have got a new site coming, which is very exciting.
And, hold on, I gotta give a dad glare. There.
I was gonna say, that's not happy. Good. You captured that on video, which is good. That's, you know what you should glare. Do? You could, like, cut that out and just pop it on the TV, and anytime, you know, the boys are playing up, you could just, like, remote quickly hit it and have you flash up with the dad stare. That would be funny.
They don't
Might
get
freak them out.
They don't get lots of screen time because they need to earn it. So and because they don't earn it, they don't get lots of screen time. So hey. So that wouldn't really work for us. So I gotta actually physically do it to them in person, give them the look of death. So basically, yeah, I mean, there's lots of stuff I'd like to do with the site, but at this point I don't want to do anything until we see what the new one looks like, because, you know, I don't really want to put in extra work unless it's really easy to do and not going to clutter stuff up. You know, because, you know, someone was like there was a person that was asking me, can we add a column to show the last time that they actually leveled up? And, you know, I could probably put in the last time that we saw a change, but then that's another column, you know, so, and we only have so much room on the page, right? And if you add all this stuff, it starts to look cluttered and messy and just a big wall of text. So they're asking any blah, blah, blah,
as he's got a new site for you.
Yeah, I that just threw me for a loop, and I was actually trying to read the real question by Zaya. Any time frame on the new site? Not that I know of. I don't know if it's gonna be ready before BlizzCon or not. If it's not, I know that he will be at BlizzCon, so
he will be at BlizzCon,
and yeah. I will talk with him. And maybe actually, I actually wouldn't mind if it's not done before, because then I could be able to sit with him for like a half an hour, like an hour, and be like, "This is, you know," because really, I sent him an email saying this is kind of what I want.
Yeah,
and then he's like, "Can do."
Yeah, and I know he works like 12-hour days
and,
or something.
And
like
he's got, crazy, and he's, so. You know, he has like a real life job, you know, like not this stuff, right? So,
yeah.
Like a real life
and
job.
And it's normally he starts really early and finishes quite, so he's a good guy. Battle Panda's awesome. Yep. So we're very excited about it. But it's like anything, real life comes first and we just got to wait. So it will happen. Definitely. Yep. And thank you, Azzy, for that new website, canwechangespecs.com. That's awesome. I didn't know there was such a one. Maybe we should go get that one. You could just keep that as a nice site there, Stone. Okay, maybe not. All right. That was the dad look. That was nice. Zortz, I was going to say, with the changes, have you noticed any difference in your playing style, you know, now that the Iron Man rules have had a little tweaking to it?
Not really. I mean, even with the addition of a default spec, I'm not noticing that I'm doing any better in terms of being able to take things down faster, maybe a little faster, but it doesn't really seem to have affected the challenge as much as people thought it was going to. It's still work you got to put into it. It's, you know, you just have a couple extra little, you know, tools at your disposal, but it hasn't like completely rocked the world.
Excellent. Yeah, no, that's good. And I must admit that one of the things that I found when I played my Iron this week, that it was, because she was under 20, I was like, do I get out the heirloom bike? And I was like, you know what? No, I'm just going to run. And until she hits level 20, then I'll buy the mount, you know, go get the training and get out a mount. And that's fine. But I was, I'm running around. And I just felt like, for me, that's what I wanted to do. And I didn't have a problem with that. But other than that, it's been pretty good.
Well, license saying it does affect it at higher levels, so.
Yeah, I would say.
One day I'll get there.
Yay! We all will, maybe.
No, I don't think so.
So, yes. Excellent. Alrighty. So, how about we go on and do the state of the challenges for this week? So, the iron. So let's have a look. So Zaya Hunter, RIP at 76. Oh, Zaya. I'm sorry. Lucy Lynn, RIP at 78. Oh, that's not good. And Dara Iron is hit 79. Peaches hit 83. What? Azzy?
Oh no.
RIP 100. What?
Could be worried too much about this, if he can change specializations or not. Maybe that's what happened. I'm not sure.
Maybe he changed specializations in at throwing. Azzy, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Okay. Nandaru hit 102. Never Died H hit 103. Cat Star hit 103. And Iron Star hit 104. However,
ow.
Sorry. Sorry. We have Lyson hit 110 this week, a couple of days ago, in fact. Congratulations. He's our first Legion Iron Champion.
Nice.
Yay. Congrats. That is massive. So, Stone, before we go on to the Bloodthirsties, let's just talk about Lyson's achievements just quickly.
So
he got first in Legion.
Yeah.
First in Warlords.
So he got first in Legion, first in Warlords, first in Mists of Pandaria. I thought he was first in Cataclysm as well. He says no, but he says that was Kryparian. But I thought Kryparian was the first to level 80. Okay, so that's why I kept the article the same, because I still think, as far as I could see looking back at all that stuff, I don't see Kryparian anywhere on there. So as far as I'm concerned, Lyson's the first. He's like
Kryparian, he's at TwitchCon.
Oh, is he? I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. We could ask him. I mean, I've never really reached out to him, but we could ask him. He's also the first ever warrior Iron champion, and I think I would guess he's the first Petless Hunter Iron champion as well. And not to rub it in. Okay, so don't get mad at me. He was 45 minutes. No, he was like this close to being the first pacifist champion. He was like,
he's a machine.
Yeah,
congratulations, Lyson, because that's just awesome. So we can see that by leveling to get to 110 has been
do it without a weapon.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Key.
So congratulations to all the Irons, especially Lyson. That is an awesome achievement. Alrighty. So, Bloodthirsties, Zorts, can you take those for me, please?
Why, certainly. All right, we have Iron Aside at level 20, Ferrucia at level 21, Metal Monk BT at level 22, Abled at level 24, Zaya Blood at level 25, Cruel Madness at level 33, Gore Crazed at level 34, Soulbound at level 55, Too Thirsty at level 66, and Never Died Bold
Blood
at level 70. Blood. Okay. Obviously. Brain work. Never Die Blood at level 79, and it looks like nobody's RIP'd on us
nope.
for this week.
Excellent. That's always good. Wow, that's really good. We lost a few in iron, and I think that's probably enough. Yeah. Alrighty, so let's have a look at our pacifists. So we've got Dove hit level 29, Fred Elegist. Elegist? hit yes. level 29, Fred. Fred, that's what Fred. I'm calling you, Fred. Good job. Flower Child hit level 29. Zaya Passy hit 32. Little Thorn hit 37. Oompa Pompa hit 43. Congratulations. That's good. Huey Hamster hit level 44. Love. Gee, some people, I really do have some awesome names. They make me smile. The Ugly Truth, which was translation from...
Whatever it is.
Oh, whatever Belarusian. It is, I can't remember. Hit level
Belarusian.
50. Good job. Yeah. Okay. Hit level 50. And Latifolia hit 53. And Serenella hit level 65. So congratulations. Everyone's doing really well with the leveling. That is fantastic. Commiserations to everyone that we lost this week. So sorry. I think that's a few people. So, yes. But keep going. Good luck on the challenge for this week. And may your deaths be very few or none. That would be better. I was trying to think of something nice to say. Anyway.
Something wise.
Our weeks. How about we have a chat about our weeks? So, Zorts, what have you been doing? What you been up to in-game?
In-game? Really, it was just working on my iron. Kind of put all my regular tunes on hold.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly because I the Iron Man challenge is the majority of what's on my YouTube these days, so... Kind of trying to get them up to a level where I feel like I can start recording again. So that was a work in progress because I'd start one and then something would happen and then, you know, get killed. And then finally I started the Torn Paladin and that seems to have gone a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, started dabbling in the Bloodthirsty Challenge again. So working on that. Well, aside from that, it's just that and my real life job. So.
Real life has that impact, definitely. So are you keen to try a pacifist at all, or at some
stage? I thought about it, and then I realized that I would probably take the pacifist and turn it into a bloodthirsty, because eventually I'd just be like, I'm going to kill something. I need to kill something.
Yeah. Nice. I don't know how these guys do it. It's just, that's awesome. So... It just blows my mind. I struggle with... Yeah, I just feel like you need to go kill something.
Yep.
Just stab something. Poke it with a stick. Yep. Speaking of poking things with a stick, stone! Yep.
Sup?
How is...
Sup?
How has your week been then?
Yeah, so remember last week where we randomly rolled... what I would play. So, you know, we rolled a troll Death Knight, and I decided to play it, and I did a full stream, as I think it was about an hour and a half, almost 2 hours. Throughout the whole thing, it just felt very off, not very lucky with my drops. Like, I never had any weapons drop and stuff. Didn't get the help when I needed it, and it's like it just seemed to take a long time for all of the other mobs to get killed. It's just, you know, it just didn't feel right, and I was still leveling up, and I was about 2% to 56, and I went down one of the ramps and to the side where the mine is, and there's some trees there, and there's a crusader on a horse, and I pulled him because I'm like, yeah, I can, I'm fine to kill him, and it actually spread to two others, and they decided to chase me too. So I saw that there's three of them, and I'm like, yeah, that's not gonna happen. So I run, and I run. And I run, and they're still catching up on me, and I'm still running up the ramp, and I run right past two of the geists, and the geists just kind of watch me run past them and watch the other three mobs run past them, and they're like, eh, we're going to keep going down the ramp and not help you. So I just kept running, and the three mobs killed me, and it was like... Really, it just felt off, and I wasn't surprised. It's something wasn't right, and So I did edit that one and I chopped it down to about 20 minutes tops because leveling up in that area is boring because you're just running from side to side. And I took out all of that running back and forth stuff and I only left in like the eventful kind of stuff. So I actually put something up, which I haven't done for a while. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to roll a new hand. Dim Iron Man. And it was another troll death knight. I'm like, okay, fine, fine. Maybe this is fate saying, do it again. Okay? I'm like, okay, fine. And I was doing the quest where you have to go collect the arrows and kill 10 citizens, right? You know, like the
Oh, yeah.
easy ones. And it's about 15 minutes in, right? So not that long. And so I'm killing one of these guys because and he was pinned already. And I looted the arrow and then I began to kill him. And suddenly he began to evade and he got back up to full health and then I died. And yeah, I was like, thanks. Why? Why?
I've actually been seeing that on a lot of mobs in a lot of different areas where they're just suddenly randomly evading, you know, even
Yeah, I
though
mean,
you clearly tag them.
yeah. So Rogue says, sounds like the random generator needs a refresh. Yeah, I think so. I do use, there's a function in PHP for those of you who care. It's called, I actually won't use rand. I actually use trand, which is actually a better one to use because it tries to do a true random, even though nothing's true random. Unless you go to random.org and that takes a variable from the atmospheric noise, which, you know, you can't ever determine if it's true or not. Anyway, so I'm gonna roll up another one, Lita, while you do your week, while you tell us your week, and I'm gonna do a random one now. And
Okay.
you
All
just
right.
go
Ooh,
do your stuff.
exciting.
So you tell
Exciting.
us,
Doing it live.
you tell us what's happened with your week.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So I did sit down and played one of my little irons over my iron actually over on Wormrest. So I jumped on her and she was level 17. Just I think just maybe about no more than a third the way through level 17. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go do some Brewfest. That was my first thought, you know, do some ram racing, etc. Just get a little bit of bonus XP. But by the time, because I completely had a mental brain fart of it was like, okay, I go to Stormwind, and then I'm like, oh, it's not a Stormwind. Oh, it's an Ironforge. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so then I went over to Ironforge and ran down the, you know, through the gates of Ironforge, right down the long path, and got there. And because she's level 17, and I'm not using the heirloom bike, I'm running. And I get there, and I'm like, sweet, okay, I'm going to, you know, hand in the quest. I'll look at something. The Dark Moon, not the Dark Moon, the Dark Irons turned up, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not going anywhere near that, not touching it. I think there was like three people in all of Dunmorrow, and I was one, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going over there. So I did the quest to start the ram racing, and then I was gonna do the ram racing, and I thought, you know what? The ram racing, when I do it, it can take like 7 minutes, 8 minutes. And I thought, all I'm gonna do is get a little bit of bonus XP and some tickets that I'm not going to, that are gonna be pointless for anything. So I thought, you know what? I'm just gonna go and quest because I think questing would be just straight killing and questing would be the better way to go instead of wasting 10 minutes just to get, I don't know, maybe 3,000 XP. I could be killing, getting XP, handing in a quest, getting more XP. So I went, yeah, you know, I don't really need to do Brewfest, so that's fine. So I looked at where I was going to go, and I had some green quests at you know, like Darkshore and things like that. And I was like, oh, I don't want to go all the way over to Darkshore. I'm not going to do that. So, no, I'll just go to Domoro. That would be, oh, sorry, Lochmoden. That would be the best way. I know I was doing quests there before, so I headed, I flew over to Lochmoden, and then I had to remember where I was up to, because it was like I had just one quest that I must have picked up, and I'm like going, really? There's only one quest? This seems a bit strange. So I thought, okay, well, I'll go do that one quest, and it was the one where I turn into the bush. You know, you've got to
Go where tag. you got to throw the thing on the knoll and make the Murlocs kill them.
Yeah. Well, that quest. Yes.
Well, they're not killing them. They're doing other stuff to them.
That's a good one. So I did that, and I went back to hand it in, and then obviously a couple more quests appear, which was good. And then I went to help, you know, go find these three dwarfs, and then that set me up to the, I never remember the place, but it sent me up to the other place up on the top.
The Farstrider Lodge.
That's it. Thank you. And picked up a whole heap of quests. So I started the session at level 17. By the time I finished, I was level 22. So 5 levels, and it was all unrested XP. Oh. The whole thing. Ooh. I just hit level 22, and as soon as I hit level 22, I noticed that's when my purple bar came up, and I was like, wow, 5 levels of rested? Oh my gosh, that is amazing. So, nice. And I was just having the best. I was just running around, killing. There was only a couple of people on, because obviously I'm playing, you know, like crazy early in the morning US time, and I think Zaya was on. I had a chat to Zaya, and there was another person that came on and had a bit of a chat and guild with that, so that was nice.
Cool.
So yes, so I did get to play something, and I found she still feels pretty powerful, so I may venture at some stage of trying the big girl, but I'll have to see. I'm on the small girl because I wanted to get in the feel of the hunter. I didn't want to jump straight onto the 60 and be like, yay, gung ho, oh, I'm dead. So I thought, well, get the feel on the little girl again. You know, I'm not playing a hunter. I'm not playing many alts this expansion so far. So I felt by doing the baby steps and going with the small girl would help to bring into when I get onto the big iron later on, and considering she's over in Hellfire Peninsula. So we will see. I might take her out of that zone. I'm not sure yet. We will see. Mind you, I have not died in Hellfire Peninsula on my level 60.
Well, la-di-da.
Yeah. So maybe I will give it a go. Okay. No, because I died in stupid wetlands.
Well, now that you said something.
Yep.
Yeah. Just, that's it. I had my fingers are crossed, my legs are crossed. It's all good. Anyway, I may not play her for a while. We will see. It's it was nice to get onto the baby one anyway, and running around is always good fun. And she got her mount, so I decided I would go with one of the frost sabers. I think it's the white frost saber.
Yeah.
I like the frost sabers on the cat mounts.
Yeah.
Always are quite, well, there's not many mounts that I don't like. They're all kind of cool to a certain degree. But So it was a good session, and as I said, 5 levels. I felt like I was just in the zone for questing, and it went really well. So, and I've done Lochmoden quite a few times myself. I do like that zone. It is such a good zone for questing, and even for blood testing.
I said, there's a I don't know what it is about that zone, but it just seems like there's a lot more rares that can spawn out there.
Yep.
And just off the top of my head, I know there's a rare ogre. There's a rare mechanostrider in the cave. There's a fox. Yep. There's a crocodile.
Ooh, I got all them. Yep.
I think when you're collecting like the giant wasp wings, I think there's also a rare wasp that spawns somewhere around there sometimes. I could be wrong about that, but
no, you're right.
Just off the top of my head, that's four in one zone right there.
Yeah.
And there's been like times where I'm running around at like, if I'm, you know, sometimes I wake up at an odd hour at night and can't get back to sleep, so I'll hop on and do something, where I've actually nailed every single one of them in one session.
Hmm. Yes, I did. Well, I did the first three that you mentioned. So it was funny because I was talking to the guys in Vent, and I'm like going, oh, there's a rare fox has just come up. Oh, he's so pretty. And I'm going, do I tame it or do I kill it? And they're going, oh, tame it. And I went, not too late. I've killed it. I wanted the XP.
I love
it. And they're like, leader. And I went, well, I can always come back and tame it later.
Sure.
I decided.
I actually got that on one of my regular tunes as a pet. But if it's an Iron Man, it's like, you are worth a lot of XP. I have to kill you now.
Exactly. That's what I was like. And they thought I was being quite heartless. I'm like, no. I just want the XP more. That's all.
Oh, so, there's also at the excavation site, there's a rare trog that pops up every now and then.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. That wasn't there. I do like those quests around there. It was good to do them because I haven't done them for quite some time. Actually, probably since I leveled the last night elf or dwarf or whichever it was through that zone. So it's nice to revisit some zones and just kind of reminiscing and that, but it's such a good zone. Really enjoy it. Anyway, so that's what we've been up to. So I think we've all had a very good week. So guys, good luck with your leveling and playing this week. So we will. Yes,
I'm ready.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
He's ready.
I'm ready. Okay.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, okay. Ready. Do your thing.
You can see it on the screen. This is not the one that's picked. Okay? It's not the one that's picked. That's what we did last time. It's not the one that's picked. I'm going to say if it's another Death Knight, not going to happen. If it's a Demon Hunter.
RNG.
Demon does, Hunter. Demon Hunter, not going to happen. I'm excluding those two. I want to play one from low level and move up.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give the new rules, just to see how it feels like and all that stuff. And, okay, here we go. So just got to hit F5, and that's all.
Huh, right. So you got, like, a whole little thing that just randomly chooses you, class race and all that?
Yep. It's on the
site. I just go with whenever I hit create new character, whatever pops up on the screen. It's like, okay, I guess I'm going to be a Draenei Shaman today.
Oh, okay.
I look fabulous.
If you go onto the site and it'll say there's a option for random class, it will pick you your race, class, and professions. Like,
no,
you
can't have to use try
professions,
that.
But, so yeah,
I need to make a backup anyway in case this one dies, so.
We got Dwarf Priest.
Ooh.
And the spec that it picked was holy.
Nisi's happy. Nisi says, yay, priest.
So should I just go holy, or should I be able to...
Well, Stone, you do know that, like, dwarf priests use beer for holy water, right?
Oh, sweet. I'm in.
I wonder actually, if you could do the I challenge really of being well. Drunk the whole time.
Sure, I could.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Drunken Iron... I'm going to have to try that.
Drunken.
If I ever get
not
to streaming,
you being drunk,
I'm going to
Drunken
Iron mainstream.
I will have to say that my last priest that I ran, I did very, very well. And I felt really, really, strong on it. And that was pre-patch, right? So,
Well, Nisi says go disc, and License says priest masterclass.
I think until I actually get an iron, I think I'm going to use the full rules and not limit myself to a spec, so we'll just play around. Okay, so that's okay, good. Iron.
No, how are you guys handling the default spec? Do you just go with whatever it is you're given, or do you actually, when you get to level 10, respec?
You can pick whichever one you want. you can.
Well, I know, but I was just wondering, like, how have you guys?
Us?
Yourselves,
on my hunter, I go Beastmaster. I haven't even thought about going anything else because I've always played Beastmaster. Right? Yeah. And like you said before, I stick with what I know, so I stick with that. And if I go Locke, I'm Destro. I'm not a lover of Affliction at the moment, so I will change my Warlock to do Destro. And that's been it. That's what I stay with mine. What about you, Stone?
This will be my first iron leveling since the changes. It will be my first iron at like low level. Because for a while I've been really into leveling my main and doing all the main stuff and you know, and all that. So now the Death Knight, you know, it's at 55. So actually that it does help you changing spec for sure. Death Knights, it's actually a little bit easier now to kill that first guy if folks are trying to do it. So when you take off all of your gear and you have to go kill that first dude, it's really easy now compared to how it was before. Dwarf Priest, I feel good. I feel good.
Okay. All right.
I believe in you.
Good.
Yeah, we do. We all do. We're right behind you.
Actually, here's the thing. I don't think I can do it drunk. If I stream it, I can't be drunk because when I stream it, I'm usually, it's in the day. And I can't drink during the day. I mean, I have to go get the kids.
You aren't to be drunk. I'm saying your tune's going to be drunk.
Oh, no way. No way.
Yeah, have a drunk tune the whole time.
No. Oh, my God.
You're drinking beer.
I don't think I'd have enough. I don't think I'd have enough coin to buy it, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I think you can pick up some cheap stuff for like a copper, maybe.
Well, I don't want the cheap beer.
The cheap stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like the liquor store around the corner from my house.
Yeah.
So. yeah. What about you, Zorts? Did you say you like to mix around and try and change up your specs?
You know, when the patch hit and the thing first said, okay, here's your default spec, I said to myself, in the spirit of the challenge, I'm going to go with whatever the spec is. Mm-hmm. But then I discovered that Fire Mage is really fun. So I had a mage that I was off camera leveling. And when I hit 10, I was like, well, let me try fire. And I just love the fact that more so now than ever, you can just add more burning to the burning that's already burning. So
You know,
I
what?
Think if I start leveling a new iron as a mage, I'm going to break my own rule and change the spec.
Yeah, I did actually level up a mage and got him to 37, 38 or something. And I was going frost for a while. And then when I switched to fire, oh my goodness, it's so much fun.
I know.
Yeah. You just boom, 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 blowing things.
Although,
up.
I think great. With my Bloodthirsty, because I'm a big fan of Beast Mastery, I've always played Marksman, I'll probably switch that spec too. So my own rules out the window. Spirit of the challenge is done. It was a good run.
That's you know, you're allowed to change things. Change is good. What else can I tell you? Go with what you know.
Yep. I'm breaking one rule to follow another. I am a mess.
Awesome. Alrighty. Well, good luck, Stone.
Thanks.
Let us know. So you're going to at least record?
I'll record, yeah. I don't know if I will edit, because it took me about 2 hours to edit the dang thing.
Okay. Editing is so much fun.
Oh, don't get me started.
Isn't it, boys?
Yeah.
Anyway. Alrighty, let's go on to chit-chat. This is where people can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, show your tips or tricks, and warn people about potential disastrous areas, quests, all those kind of things. So the first one we had is from a forum post from Bale, says, some people will probably hate this idea, but the general gist of it is to level entirely through pet battles from 1 to 110, completing only pet battle quests along the way. It would be called the 2.B.A.Master Challenge.
I don't know why it's called that, but this is not the first time that we've heard this. Actually, I wanted to do one back in the day, about a year or so ago, but there was no way to force people out of cities. So I think it would be good if you could force people to go out and pet battle wild pets only, right? And that's it. But if you can level up when you're sitting nice and safely sound in some inn, meh, you know? So
there's no,
it's not a challenge, right? It's not a challenge. So
I don't pet battle, so this doesn't apply to me.
Well, I mean, and
I was gonna
if
say,
folks want to level that way, fine.
Stop pet battling to level 10 anyway.
I don't remember. I just know it's a pain in the butt running around sometimes, and I go to click on a mob, and I accidentally click on one of the pets, and all of a sudden I'll go into the pet battle. I'll just be like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, the to be announced.
Interesting.
To be announced Master Challenge. Oh, I see. Oh. The two should have been.
Nisi, correct the code.
Yes.
Aha.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's. It's an interesting concept, and I suppose if you want to give it a go, you could try it, but I mean,
folks level up like that, and that's okay, but it's not a challenge, right?
Mm.
I mean, there's
like if
no
you did, even if
risk.
You did like pet battles and herbing, right. Like if you had to combine two things, because at least herbing, you got to go out in the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, sitting in Stormwind or Orgrimmar or wherever, you know, out. You know, inside a city or whatever, that doesn't sound like much of a challenge.
Mm. Oh, unless Legion's, you know, coming back to kill us.
Yes.
That would have been a good challenge to get from level 1 to 20 in Orgrimmar or in Durotar or Rum Elwynn Forest while Legion was on. That would have been interesting. Alrighty. Okay, Zortz, can you take the second one for me, please?
Sure. Sarah over on Facebook asks, question, I'm level 31 and still going, but I go lumbered with a green cloak which has red flagged me. Can I get it lifted?
Okay, so I said, I'm not sure what the lumbered was, but I think she meant that they accidentally equipped the green cloak and it red flagged her. And I said no, because I even explained that I've succumbed to the accidental equip flagging thing myself, and I didn't flip my flag, so I'm not going to flip anybody else's flag. I mean,
gotta be careful.
I mean, the monk thing where Blizzard gives you the gear, that's a different thing, because that's not you clicking. That's different. So, I'm squirreling. Okay, so I told her no, and unfortunately, you know, it's just something that we got to deal with. And she's not the first person to ask me recently either. So, and we gave the other person the same answer too, because it sucks, right? Oh yeah, yeah. I never thought I would, and when it did, I was really mad at myself. You know, because I'm supposed to be looking out for this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But so we got a tweet from at Fincher, F1NCHER. Why is lock / DK class enchants and hellstone allowed, but not a monk XP quest? Also allowed to use artifacts or not in Legion? So I gave her the short answer, was that monk XP was not allowed because it's a XP buff, plain and simple. We'd never allow those buffs ever. And then I said that there was a better answer in the FAQ, which I will not be changing because it still applies. And basically, overall, the XP buff actually gets cast on you by somebody else. So you're not allowed to have buffs from other people. So click it off.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, if it is an XP buff, nope, not allowed. The artifacts, I said, you know, we're not doing that. And if Lyson can make it, I would like to see two or three others make it to max before we 100% rule it out. I mean,
Well, it's clear that License a Machine sent from the future to conquer the challenge, so.
Yep.
Yeah. He is a machine, most definitely.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So.
Excellent. Yeah. What do you, you said Spanky said something?
Spanky said the only way to make the pet battle challenge work is no pets are allowed to die. That that would be interesting if I could track it. That would be great.
You can't track that.
No, I can't track that. That would be really cool.
That would be now that would be
a challenge. That would be a challenge. Sure. Sure.
But at the same stage you could say, well, hang on a moment. I've got 700 plus pets and 400 of them, whatever, is at level 25. So, you know, then you think, well, hang on, I'm going in and I'm going to wreck face with my level 25s. Well, then that's not fair. You should be starting off with a team of level ones.
Yeah, but how much XP do you get from wild pet battles with those small?
Well, right? There you go.
Right.
So that's you, all so I'm saying is, you know, if you're, because pets are account wide, then you'd be utilizing your big, you know, your big, more powerful stuff to hit right through. And that you wouldn't want that. You'd want to start your pets at level one.
Right. But so, you could level up your character and level up pretty easily until, I guess, Mists, right? Because Mists is when they start hitting level 25, right? Is the pets. And once you start getting the level 25 pets, then you're going to be running into issues. So, so I think it could be like the Iron Man right now, where it should be quote unquote easy until a certain point, and then it gets really hard. Right. Well, anyways, it would be interesting. Yep.
It would be.
Yep.
Not ruling it out. I'm just saying.
I love it when you do your all the time.
No, because I'm thinking. I do like my pet battles.
Mm-hmm.
I might be, you know, slightly obsessed with them. but I would much rather do that than run around and pick flowers. Personally, I could see myself doing that. But anyway, sure. Yeah. Okay, so what have we got? So chat room says, Josiah said you can complete the ram racing as soon as you get it. Running around only gives you tokens. Thanks, Zaya. Yes, that is correct. But I was having a brain fart and I didn't even think about that. All I was thinking was running back and forth for 7 minutes, not thinking that I was actually getting anything. So, yes. But very good point. I'm glad I didn't waste my time doing that. Okay. And Rogue Star says, so what was this in reference to Azzy?
Yeah, I don't think Azzy really understands, you know, not sure.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you can switch specs, right? So if you're listening to this, if you want to tweet at Azylan, you can let him know that you are allowed to change specs. Okay? Mm. Thanks. It's pretty cool.
Yes. Definitely.
Hmm?
Madness had said that I think we were talking about Hillsprad earlier, and it was just mentioning the Johnny Awesome quest. And
I missed that.
I always liked that one. Well, when you turn into
When
you turn into the quest giver over in Hillsprad, I always love doing that. That's so much good fun. But doing then the three quests with the guys is quite funny afterwards.
I like the dude where he's drowning and then you just tell him, just stand up, you know?
Oh, Orcus.
You're going to be okay. And he's like, oh, yes.
yes. That character's an idiot.
Yeah, but that gets me every single time I do that quest line with him. That just... Ooh, it's a good one. So,
Orcus, Johnny Awesome, and Dumas.
Yes. Definitely. Alrighty.
My turn.
Okay. Well, your turn, Stone. Okay.
So you're our up. next shirt. Wow. Good thing we can edit this stuff out, right? Yeah. Our next show edit. I didn't even know. Anyways, oh, that could be a clean tag breaker. Okay. Our next show is Saturday, October the 8th at 7 p.m. North American Eastern Time. Sunday, October the 9th at 9 a.m. Queensland time.
Yes.
And I understand that there's a time change over in Australia, but not the rest of the
there
world
is.
Or something.
Yes.
I'm not
this
sure
is
what's.
Daylight saving time in Australia.
Can we get rid of this stuff? Like, can we not get. Stuff drives me nuts.
I don't know.
Like, because you guys do
changes.
It at your time.
I don't.
We, you know, change it at a different time. Britain does it like a week after. Like, can we all either get it at the same time or don't do it? Just don't do it.
No.
So, yeah. And that's going to be 1 a.m., 10 o'clock for
10 o'clock
Australian for Eastern time. Okay.
Daylight savings. Yeah.
So, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern.
Daylight savings.
Daylight savings time. Okay, gotcha.
Yes.
And that is 1 a.m. Central European time because they have not changed. Yeah, it's a holdover from the 1900s, and from what I understand, it's a day. It came about because some dude in Australia wanted to do research on some bugs or beetles or something, and he can only do it at a certain time. Anyways, you can go read this all online, and then it became this big thing, and it's silly. It's silly.
What?
Yeah, go read it online. Go read it. It's this research thing, and
farmers.
It's like,
well,
this was back in the day.
With farmers. It's like, yeah,
that's what we were all told back in, but it's not. It's even worse.
Okay.
It's silly.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway.
Zorts, thank you. For putting
thank
up with
you,
this.
God. Thank
hey,
you
no
for
problem.
Coming.
Before we wrap up, though, I just kind of call back to the first time I was on the show with Turnwinkle when we were doing the Iron Man Extreme Challenge. We are in talks about restarting that. So Turnwinkle and Zorts will be going head to head Iron Man style again.
But didn't we're you win gonna... that? You won the first time, right?
No, I lost.
What? What?
I died. I never got out of the Goblin starting areas.
You're the veteran, though.
You know, look, I know he's been saying some stuff about me on his show lately, but, you know, I'm going to just wait until we get this started again, and then I'm going to stomp him into the ground.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
So we are going to have some changes. We're going to keep it to Vanilla or Burning Crusade races only.
Okay.
Because the races after that have the cordoned off starting zones, and it kind of limits what you can do and how you can level, so.
Yep. Okay.
More details to follow.
Are you doing a random roll for?
We actually talked about it, and we think we're going to Twitter poll class and race.
Okay.
So we're going to let the people decide within the limitations that we've set.
All right. That sounds exciting. Oh, very, very excited for you guys. I can't wait to see it. And then obviously you're going to do the same thing where you're recording and then post up the videos of
we're going to do it just like last time, roughly about 30 minutes per episode. He does one, then I do one, so on and so forth, until somebody dies.
Excellent.
You better win.
That's very exciting. Okay, you let us know when this gets started, because I think Stone and I would definitely like to keep an eye on how you guys go. Yeah. That's very exciting. While we're having a chat, I'll get you to let everyone know where they can find you. If you want to give some details for me, please.
Easiest way to follow anything I'm doing, be it my YouTube stuff, which is mainly Iron Man these days, or if you happen to have an interest in role-playing guilds on Wormrest Accord, my podcast, easiest way to keep track of all that's my Twitter, which is just at Wyrmcast, WYRMCAST. And that's pretty much it. The YouTube channel's Wyrmcast Gaming, and the SoundCloud for the actual podcast is
soundcloud.com/wormcast, and everything is NSFW because I have a pretty fond use of the F word.
Yes. Me too.
Yes, that's a nice way to put it. But it's awesome. So, yes. That's good. Alrighty. Well, I'll make sure that I've got all the details up on the website anyway. So if people aren't sure, they can go there and follow the links to find you. So thank you, Zorts. Alrighty. Now, for people that want to find us, don't forget, check out the wowchallenges.com website. You can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. As well, we are on Facebook, facebook.com/wowchallenges. And we do have a YouTube channel where Stone likes to put videos up, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. Sorry. And remember, come catch us live every week. We are on Twitch, which is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
So just thank you again for everybody that supports us through Patreon. So I did update the Twitch page just to actually show how much that we pay per month and all that stuff. Just another way to, if you feel like giving money, that's okay. If you're not, that's okay too. We're not begging here. So if you want to support, great. If not, great. I also put a schedule up to show when I'm going to be streaming. And I'm going to try to be keeping with that. Some days it might not... It might not work out too well, but it will be pretty close to that. Otherwise, thank you for your support and all that stuff. Let me know if there's anything I can ever do for you guys to help out. You can find me on Twitter at WowChallenges, as well as doing a podcast with... that one over there.
Looks like you're pointing to Zorts.
We're not doing a podcast.
No, I'm pointing to you on the screen, Missy.
I'm looking on Skype. Not on Twitch. That looks so funny.
Called Adventures in Azeroth. Yay. You know, and so Lita, where can we find you?
So if anyone wants to find me, I am on Twitter. I'm at Lita Wow. That's LEETAWOW. And if you want to listen to more of my voice, I do Behind the Avatar, Adventures in Azeroth with Stone, and Geektopia podcast. Mind you, I did have Short on Behind the Avatar. We had a lovely big chat. So Short was on with us last week on this. Yep. And I get to have a sit down, and we had a lovely chat about her playing and all of that. So, yeah. Alrighty. Just big thanks to Mark Conan on our intro. Check out Mark Conan. He's on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And if you want to get in contact with him, he also is co-host of Torrent Think Tank. So go find him there as well. Other than that, I think that is a show. Woohoo!
I don't want to go, but I kind of have to because we're going to go get Fa. So. Yeah. Faux. It's faux, but it's actually fa. And there's
fa-po.
And there's actually some people pronounce it fa. So.
Different strokes to move the world, man.
Yeah. So we'll catch you next week.
Next week.
Okay. Okay, bye. Bye.
Thanks for having.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.